We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning now. 6:47 here on Halloween Eve. Three big things.
Three.
Police are seeking a Texas man as a suspect in a homicide at a sports complex in East Wichita.
Two.
Wichita Board of Education holding a special meeting today discussing recent rapid increases in COVID-19 in the county.
One.
Presidential campaigns focus on Florida and its 29 electoral votes. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, things in traffic looking all right so far out there. This morning, the gasoline prices are still averaging around $1.90 or $1.91 a gallon. Seen some better prices out there, including $1.83 a gallon, 21st Street in Amadon. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 63 degrees, mostly clear tonight, overnight low 42. Saturday, sunny and breezy with a high of 61 degrees. Now clear, south wind at 6 miles per hour and 34 degrees. And the Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 6:49 on this Friday morning. Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker, is here with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Morning, boss. How are you?
How are you? How's the driving conditions out there this morning?
Oh, beautiful. Balmy day, dry streets.
Great.
Got the car wash yesterday?
So did we. Shelly and I went to the car wash yesterday. It was romantic. Steve and Ted.
Did you guys make out in a tunnel of love?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
At the car wash.
Yeah. There he is. Ted Woodward. How about Ted? You probably liked that movie, The Car Wash, didn't you?
It was classic.
Pretty funky.
Gosh, that's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. Ted probably had one of those big... Those fro haircuts, you know, big curly hair.
You know, back in my acting days, I used to audition at a place right next door to where they filmed that. the car wash movie. And it was, I remember that place. Boy.
Steve and Ted poll question today. With the pandemic ongoing, should kids trick-or-treat on Halloween this year? No, 32%.
Oh, it's overwhelmingly yes.
Yes, 68%.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I have my doubts. Today's question, we're going to put a new one up, okay? Do you plan on hosting or attending a mass gathering this Thanksgiving?
A mass gathering? Well, that's of a setup question. Why didn't you just say a family thing?
You know,
Do you always have a problem with the way I word these?
I mean, Don,
it's a terrible question, but Jad writes them, so.
I'm simply asking a question, and it's a yes or no answer. Yes. It's not difficult. Yes or no.
Let's toss him under the bus. Okay. An up close on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks finishing higher after fresh data showed jobless claims dropped and the economy expanded sharply in the third quarter. 751,000 Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, a decline from 40,000 from the prior week. Meanwhile, U.S. gross domestic product for the third quarter rose at an annual pace of 33%, the biggest gain ever. Big tech companies were among the gainers, lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, with tech giants Apple, Alphabet, Facebook, Amazon, and Twitter all reporting their latest financial results after the closing bell. The Dow winners, Apple, Visa, and Honeywell. The Dow decliners, United Health, Walgreens Boots Alliance, and Salesforce. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. And Don's going to tell us about something very interesting this morning. I don't know what it is.
Well, I can assure
you,
always.
I can assure you, this is going to be good.
Making me cough here. We're going to talk about practicing retirement.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're transitioning from a regular paycheck to retirement. It's not as simple as just showing up at work anymore, as not showing up at work anymore. There's the obvious financial planning that I've been screaming about for almost two decades now. And there's the emotional component of what many of us, you know, don't think enough about. The emotive element that should be examined could include some creative steps that help future retirees test the waters first. Now, consider rehearsing retirement while you're still working. Begin the transition to retirement by practicing some of the activities you expect to do once you're no longer gainfully employed. This might include beginning to take some classes at the university, studying family lineage, volunteering with an interesting organization, or travel, taking up a hobby. Doing this in smaller doses, you should be able to better visualize what it's going to be like when you finally leave the workforce. Well, take some vacation time and do this so that it's uninterrupted by work. The biggest challenge may be the loss of the social aspect of work. Can you be happy with some day-to-day interaction with coworkers who may have become your friends? Consider activities that you can do to replace that personal contact with others. Many have found that exercise quite rewarding. In some cases, they found that they're not ready to leave work just yet, and that they end up working another year or two, getting them to a greater Social Security payout and enhanced pension benefits and a bigger 401k. Hopefully, taking a dry run will give you a cleaner vision of how time will be spent in retirement. Experiencing these exercises can make it much easier for you to better imagine what life is going to be like if you cut the social and financial aspect of a profession out of the picture. And, of course, if you have any questions on doing this or just planning, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, Don, I put a lot of thought into that golden day when I finally leave the Stephen
Tisch
Show.
You're going out in a box.
And could be. But yeah. If I'm not in a box, I figured as in my retirement, I'd like to have a part-time job. I'm thinking no more than, if you're listing out there, someone might be able to move, you know, I'm applying right now.
Okay. What kind of job? Liquor store?
It'll be something where I don't want to have to work too hard. It'll be about no more than 4 days a week and no more than 4 hours for each day, okay?
Okay. Where you can probably just sit there and...
I just want to use my wit and personality and great charm. And Ted, am I on the right track here or not? I'm looking at maybe $152,000 a year for something like that.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
Think so? Ted? Ted
Van Beck. I can see you opening doors for me at the casino in your little vest.
Or it could be sitting there writing witty blogs.
Yeah. I just greet people at the door. Take my wife, please.
But you need...
I'm from Chicago. Boy, my arm's tired. Right?
Yeah, you do need some immediate gratification, though. Writing a blog, you wouldn't get it quick enough.
You wouldn't get that.
No, he needs something where people can smile at him and
But, you know,
take
I could just
hand.
Go to a local retail store, put out a little booth like Lucy and Peanuts and say, humor, 5 cents, and just somebody come up and they'll tell him a joke. Or $5.
Okay. You think it'd be worth $5?
Sure. Get him laughing. All right. Today is National Frankenstein Friday.
Okay.
Recognizing author Mary Shelley. The novel Frankenstein or The Modern Prometheus.
Mm-hmm. It's actually Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Her characters, Dr. Frankenstein and the monster, dating back to the 1800s. Frankenstein's monster is one of the
nice
best knockers. Known horror characters of all time. Stop that. This novel tells the story of a young scientist, Victor Frankenstein. And, you know, and you talk about, and I don't even remember the original movie, but the young Frankenstein still. I mean,
it ruined
Cloris Leachman.
It ruined it.
He was my boyfriend.
Yeah. And then the horse.
Frau Blücher. Yeah. Ted, who's your favorite character in Young Frankenstein?
Oh, Marty Feldman.
You had Marty.
Igor. Igor.
I go for Cloris Leachman.
Igor.
And Madeline Kahn. I thought they were both terrific.
Madeline Kahn was amazing in that.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, Frankenstein Day.
Well, and who played the monster? Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
Was
everybody
amazing.
Was brilliant. Everybody was good in that movie. Okay. All right, we're going to talk about horror movies coming up here, and the real ones coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. Got a fun Halloween lined up for our listeners.
What about Don Grant's horror movie?
Don Grant. Oh, well, I forgot.
That is a horror.
Monster in the Closet. If you get a chance, check it out. Don Grant has a scene where he's naked in a shower in there.
With Stella Stevens, yeah.
Monster in the Shower, right?
Monster in the Closet.
In the Closet.
Yes.
Oh, so I thought.
Yes.
All right, Don.
Yeah, hey, it's a classic.
It's a classic. Happy Halloween, guys. Coming up here at 7 o'clock this morning, all the news for you. Trump and Biden campaigning. Their focus on Florida. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, this morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.